So we're holding by Melachim Beis. We're at Perek Dalid Pasuk Mem Aleph. This year we started as Aschusi Lanishmas Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda Shals V'Aschus Lanishmas Moshe Ben Daniel and Chaim Elaza Ben Shem Shenari, as well as Aschus for Fush Leima V'Chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Dab Ben Rachel and Chanaliah Bas Shein Dab Rachel. Shals V'Aschus for all those in the Makom Sakan in Eretz Yisrael. So we learned previously that Elisha goes to Gilgal. He is attended by the Bnei Anavim. They are sitting and learning, despite the fact that there is a famine in the land. One of the Bnei Anavim goes to gather ingredients to be able to make a stew to serve to all of these hungry Nevi'im. And they gather ingredients. One of the ingredients that's gathered is a poisonous herb. Yes, there's a pshat that it's bitter, but just for purposes today, I'll just use the pshat that it's poisonous. So he adds a poisonous herb, a poisonous ingredient to the mix, to the stew. The stew gets cooked and starts to be served, and all of a sudden the first people who receive the food and taste it realize that there's this poisonous herb in it, and therefore they are going to die if they continue to eat it. So they are disturbed by the fact that they already ate a little bit of it, but also they warn their friends, don't eat it, it's poisonous. So now the problem is they have no stew. Some of them have poison in their stomach, but the rest of them, and all of them really, have nothing to eat, and it's a famine. So Pasuk Mem Aleph Ayoymer, so Elisha says, Ukechu kemach, take some flour, meaning throw flour into the mix. Vayashlech al asir, they threw it into the pot. Vayoymer tzak la'am v'yachelu. So then Elisha says, pour it out for the people, and now let them eat. V'layhaya davara basir, there was no longer anything harmful in the pot. So Elisha tells the Bnei Anavim, go and pour all of the stew back into the pot, meaning everyone that you already served, go and put it back into the pot. Then we'll cook it together with flour. And the flour is going to cure the bitterness or the poison out of the stew. It would have seemed more logical, says the Abarbanel and the Malbim, that Elisha could have just davened that the poison should be neutralized and that the stew can be eaten, or to pour some sort of antidote into the stew to counteract the poison. What's he choosing flour? Flour is neither an antidote to poison, and it's certainly not just neutralizing the poison wherever it is. So the Abarbanel says that the reason he did it was to demonstrate to the Bnei Anavim and really to everyone else in history that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the medicine, that is the ultimate Raife, the ultimate healer. Even when you use the finest medications, and even when you use the finest doctors, but ultimately the success is coming because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it. And that's why you can add something as ineffective to poison as flour, and yet the flour will change and create an antidote for the poison, because ultimately it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malbim says that the way that the nes was performed with flour is itself different than the way that a nes is normally performed. Because normally when a nes is performed to immunize something that is damaging, for example, when Elisha is going to Yericho and he wants to make the water that's undrinkable, he wants to make it drinkable, you use something that is itself a mazik, a similar mazik, to cure and to purify. And that's why he threw salt into the water, salt which was already a mazik in the water, would serve to purify and to counteract the existing salt that was in there. However, over here, he doesn't add more poison, but rather he adds bread. Because the Malbim says there's an important difference. If you simply want to counteract the mazik that's there, so then you add a similar mazik. Over here, Elisha didn't want to just counteract the poison. He actually wanted to make the food filling and nutritious for them to eat, a full meal. So therefore, to do that, that is going to be something that's yesh me'ayin. It's not already there. It's not already nutritious and filling. So he had to add flour. The flour would not only counteract the effects of the poison, but it would also make it nutritious by adding flour. So now a nes could come and yesh me yesh. There's already flour in there. Now a nes could come and turn that flour and remove the poison, and B, make it a nutritious and filling meal for the Bnei Anavim. And the Malbim adds that also those Nevi'im who already ate from the stew, the ones who originally tasted it, when they ate from this new cured stew, the poison that was already in their system was similarly counteracted by this cured stew with the flour in it. The Mechilta Ketana says that Elisha was teaching them an important lesson by using the flour, that at the end of the day, there was a famine going on, and even if they would cure today's stew, but if the famine's going to continue and they're going to continue picking ingredients for the stew, well, what's to stop someone from picking poisonous ingredients tomorrow? And you can't rely that all of a sudden Elisha's going to perform a nace every day. So they would get nervous and maybe become anxious. Well, Elisha took care of it today, but what are we going to do tomorrow? For this reason, he says, take kemach, kemach, which is a remez that the Yeshua is coming. There's going to be plenty of food. And we're going to see in a couple of psukim that the next nace that happens is that Elisha takes a small amount of food and makes it that there is enough food to fill up an entire population of people. And he's telling them, the Yeshua is coming. Don't worry, you're going to have plenty of bread. There's kemach that's on the way. And even though today you needed a nace to cure this stew and make it edible, but the Yeshua is coming. There's going to be plenty of flour available. You don't need to worry that you're going to be in a similar situation like this tomorrow. Reb Nachman Mibreslev says that this throwing in of the flour is no different than by many other nisim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants some action to come to initiate the nes. For example, he brings a example from Mitzrayim where the Makkah of Arba was brought, where Hashem tells Moshe, Neteas Yotcha Ba'arba, raise up your stick. What does raising up your stick do? Nothing, except that it's a maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to initiate the Makkah. Similarly, by Shechin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kechum Alei Chofneichem Piach Kivshon, throw it up in the ear, and all of a sudden you're going to have Shechin again, a meaningless act that did not contribute in any way to the Makkah, but yet it was an action. Similarly over here, Elisha was told to throw in the Kemach. It brought a Revach Vatzala for the Yidin. It didn't actually have any impact scientifically. It was just an action similar to raising the staff by the Arba and taking the Piach Kivshon by Shechin. But the idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants some action done, and Reb Nachman ends off, Kach Darka Yizbarach Miyavin Oitz Mifalosef. Who can explain it? Who can understand? This is the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not for us to try and understand why he wants an action performed. Finally, the art scroll brings down, I believe it's in the name of Yosef Levinson, that the Pasuk is testifying via Chelu that they ate, meaning that they confidently ate. Once the Navi told them that the stew was okay to eat and it wasn't poisonous anymore, even though they knew the poison was in there, they fully trusted the Navi and they went and heartily ate without any hesitation, fully trusting in the words of the Navi.